This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. The coronavirus pandemic is making colleges and universities implement budget cuts, and that includes less money for sports. Both Kent State and Akron have announced 20% cuts to their athletic budgets for the next fiscal year. That's in addition to half the money they were expecting from the March Madness basketball tournament, which was canceled. Terry, you've long argued that Mid-American Conference schools need to consider dropping out of Division I football.
I always think they've been conning themselves, thinking that they're Division I football programs, as in Division I being that we could be like Alabama or whatnot. I mean, it's silly. And more importantly, it's outrageously expensive. You know, a football budget for most of these schools runs between $4 and $6 million a year. So how do you finance that? You see, the average attendance in a Mid-American Conference, they claim, is 15,000 per game for football. And I say claim because any of us who's ever been to those games, you'll hear they'll announce 16,000. You look around, there's 5,000 people in the seats.
Right.
And a lot of those are students admitted for free. The real, it'd be stunning, I think, if we ever saw the football revenue versus money that goes out.
Some of these salaries alone for the coaches and whatnot add up to quite a bit alone.
Right. And Akron and Kent, actually, their football coaches have two of the lowest salaries in the Mid-American Conference. They're both around $500,000, Tom Arth at Akron and Sean Lewis at Kent. But when you factor in the money that they pay all their assistants, you put the head coach's salary in with theirs, and they're both around $1.5 million in salaries alone. Then you factor in 85 full scholarships. You're not even talking about now equipment, travel, everything else. Most of these schools, they're financing their athletic departments with student fees of to a tune of about 70%. But Amanda, you just look at this. You can have a good Division I basketball program like Akron, like Kent. But I ask you, do you have to play Division I football?
Because there are other schools that are really good at basketball that don't play Division I football.
Right. Down the road, Dayton was ranked in the top 25 this year. They are playing football in a thing called the Pioneer League.
The Pioneer League, and that's non-scholarship.
Right, and wipe those 85 scholarships out. So now what you have is kind of like the Division III level. You've got actually students paying to play, literally, and the budget is much, much less. And Matt keeps saying, well, you know, we have this deal on ESPN. You know, they play on Tuesday and Thursday nights for football, and we do get paid for that. Each school gets about $850,000 per year from that deal with ESPN. I mean, it helps. But remember the numbers we just talked about. Maybe it pays for half of your just football coaches' salaries. All right, so this year, here's what Kent State did to pay their budget. In 2019, they went to Auburn, they went to Wisconsin, and they went to Arizona State. Those are called money games. They made about $4.5 million playing those three schools. And they lost by a grand total of, if you do the combined scores, 133 to 23. Physically, they just get pounded. This year, Kent's doing something like that again.
There's such a resistance to even considering an idea of leaving Division I. Why is there such an allure in that?
I think part of it is it's in the structure. Well, it gives our league more notoriety. They'll keep saying we have more exposure playing Division I football. It's like, I mean, you'd be better off taking all that money and buying $8 million worth of advertising everywhere, frankly. And I think also if you turned around, if you put more money into not just basketball, but hey, Akron U, soccer, track, Kent State, baseball, golf, those programs are good. They compete on a national level. Right now, it's cataclysmic to these budgets. And I think as the school presidents and all that need to look at that and say, this is a message.
So maybe the pandemic and these cuts will force them to really take a look at this.
Right, and say, why are we spending all this money on Division I football? Can we play Division II? You know, which is, I think, 28 scholarships. Can we play in this Pioneer League? Should we play it at all? Yeah. I mean, even that question. Basically, they have to ask tougher questions now. And sometimes they have to humble yourself and say, well, what really did football do for the MAC? And I'm tired of hearing about all this exposure it gives them. I just don't see it for the price.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.